United States Department of Agriculture Undersecretary Jennifer Moffitt attended the 94th FFA Convention and Expo. She sat down with me to discuss why events such as FFA Convention is important for students.
So I was an FFA member a long time ago, as my daughter likes to say, last decade. And FFA just brought so much value to me and what I bring to my current position and all of the work that I've done, be it leadership development, be it valuing community, be it, of course, community service and service and giving back to others. But really just being here and to be part of the community that is celebrating each other and celebrating leadership, celebrating agriculture, and service above all is, I think, really important. So being here and being part of the energy is very fun. And so it's exciting for me to be here and to be back here after a long time. I want to say that.
What message would you like to share with the FFA members here?
Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment. We just heard an incredible speech where they talked about enjoying the moment, and I think that is so key in everything that you do. But I think the big thing for me is to not miss out on those opportunities, to grasp and to take opportunities when they come, because you never know where the journey might take on that opportunity, whether that is a career pathway, whether that is, exploring some sort of, we saw the science competitions and exploring an interest there. You never know where that pathway is gonna take if you don't take that first step and dive in deep. So enjoy that.
And reading on your bio and everything, you grew up on a farm and your roots are dug deep into agriculture, and now you are this high up position in politics. How has that background in agriculture helped you get to where you are?
So important, so important. After college, I worked for American Farmland Trust for a few years, and I loved getting to travel around the country, meeting farmers, hearing about their passion for their land, turning that into the next generation. So when my dad asked me to come back to the farm, it was a no-brainer. And that time on the farm has instilled to me so much value and understanding of all of the work that it goes into getting something from seed to field out to the market and everything in between, all of the community that is involved in that, from our equipment suppliers to the workers that we have within our own operation, and also all of the challenges along the way, and seeing those firsthand, experiencing them firsthand, bringing my family's farm through the recession was one of those, and just the worry that farmers feel day in and day out when those types of things happen, when there's weather events. So in my position now, I bring that firsthand knowledge of what it's like to be in the farmer's seat, in the actual business operation. And so making sure that as we're developing programs, as we're developing grant programs or regulations, or even just the work that we're doing generally, that we're thinking about what it means and how it's going to impact the people who we're intending to impact, whether that is consumers or farmers and ranchers.
Again, looking back at your bio, you are the first woman to hold the position you're in, and especially being somebody that has such a strong agricultural background, and I know there's a lot of young girls out there today that are probably looking up to your position and your path. Like, what do you have to say to that, especially for those girls out there?
I think it's just so important to see women in leadership positions. Whether that is at USDA, in agribusiness, in, politics at the state level and at the national level. So to me, this is something that I honestly, as a young girl in a small farm town, would have never dreamed of, being able to serve in this position. But, I took chances and I took pathways. And I think, it's a lot about just looking for those opportunities and then also connecting with one another, right? We're all about making sure, especially in agriculture and especially with women, about really lifting up our community. And so the more that we connect with one another and share our interests and pursue our interests, don't be afraid to pursue interests would be, I think, the biggest thing I would ever share with anyone is take that bull by the horn and go for it. If that's what interests you, take it and go with it.
That was USDA Undersecretary Jennifer Moffitt. In the FFA Newsroom, I'm Kaylee Foster.